Welcome to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Your host, Jen Narciso, interviews amazing guests each week to help you become educated, be inspired by other money stories, and stay motivated on your own wealth-building journey. No matter where you are financially, whether you're in debt or financially free, this podcast is for you. Now sit back and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Today's episode, I have the pleasure of interviewing Jada Glover. Jada is a certified lactation consultant. And on today's episode, we actually talk about something pretty cool that I never really thought about until Jada reached out to me. And it's the idea of becoming a lactation consultant as a side hustle for moms. And so we dive into the process Jada did to becoming a lactation consultant, the benefits, why it's flexible and good for moms. Jada also talks about strategies for gaining new clients, which is super helpful, especially when starting out a new business. And the tips she shares are really good for any new business owner. So even if you're not interested in becoming a lactation consultant specifically, definitely still listen to this episode because Jada definitely has some really good tips for any new business owner starting out. I personally had never thought of this as a side hustle, but once Jada and I really got to talk and we get into the little bit of the nitty gritty of things, it's really cool. And so I wanted to share this with you. If you are someone who loves working with babies, who loves working with other moms, this might be a phenomenal way to make some extra great income on the side and do something that you love. So definitely listen to this episode. Jada's great. And it was just really cool and eye-opening for me to even just think of this a side hustle. This is not really something that's talked about. But again, if this is something that you might be interested in, you can make some really good extra income on the side doing this. So without further ado, Jada, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for coming on today's episode.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Great. Well, why don't we start off with your money story?
Sure. So I'm going to give you some background a little bit to get you to where I am today. So whenever I was growing up, I always thought I wanted to be a teacher. And I can remember back to when I was playing with my older brother and I would make him sit there and I'd be the teacher. And so I always thought that I wanted to be a teacher. And so I went to school and I did my undergrad in teaching. And then that led me to realizing that I love the teaching aspect of things, but I don't necessarily want to be in a classroom setting. So I then entered the private sector while I got my master's in business administration. And I still felt like there was something greater out there for me. There was a bigger impact that I could make, but I couldn't quite drill down at that time in terms of what that was. So I took a different job in the public sector a few years later to be closer to my now husband. And I still felt that calling greater. And I'll be honest with you, I've had a few failed startups, I'll say, for lack of a better term, along the way. But that leads me to where I am now. And I, growing up, you asked about money story. Growing up, my parents never really instilled a great amount of knowledge in us in terms of, I mean, they'd say, make sure you have money in your savings account or make sure you invest a lot in your 401k. But that didn't really tell me what I needed to do. It was very surface level. I love them dearly. But
I think a lot of people are in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
Good. So when I met my husband and we had started talking about having kids and what values we wanted to instill in them, we both agreed that our parents didn't do the best job. Maybe they did the best job for them in raising us, but we knew that we could do better for our children and what we wanted to instill in them. And so we hope to make that impact on them. So all of that to say that I've always wanted to do something online and make passive income. I started listening to the Pat Flynn podcast probably 10 years ago, never really drilled down to who my ideal audience was at that time, other than a few failed attempts along the way, starting websites, not being consistent with them, and then going away from them. So, but now, as a result of having my son, I just feel like I finally found my passion. And so it's just so exciting.
That's awesome. And so why don't you talk a little bit about your passion and what you have going on now?
Yeah, sure. So I started Lactation Mamas. I am a certified lactation counselor. And that means that I can help pregnant mothers as well as breastfeeding mothers in their breastfeeding journey. And I have, so inside of helping them, I really have even more of a passion in terms of educating and instilling confidence in pregnant mothers, because I just feel like there's such a lack of education on the forefront of that journey and that experience. And there's just a lot of misinformation out there. And I'm really trying to hone in even more so on that target audience. And of course, supporting the ones that have their babies and still need help after that.
So why don't you talk about how you started your business, some of the challenges that you face? Because I know as much as moms would like to start a business or create more passive income or have more stay-at-home options, it's not always the easiest thing in the world to do. Could you talk a little bit about your beginning stages of your journey with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I will say that it's not an overnight process. I always try to remember that it's consistency over time that leads to the results that we want. And so I always had that in the back of my mind after. So this isn't an overnight thing. I've thought long and hard about the business aspect of things before starting this venture. My husband is an entrepreneur. He's a chiropractor. He has his own practice. He has his own business. And my parents, one was in the private sector for many years, and the other one, both entrepreneur and business. So I had a little bit of experience, but it's totally different when you're doing your own thing. And there's just a lot of experience to be learned along the way.
Mm-hmm,
and until you really dive in, though, that's the best advice I would give somebody, is just go for it, because you won't really find your way until you just go for it. And learning from those experiences is totally invaluable.
You said you mentioned that you had some failed businesses in the past. Can you just briefly talk about what they were and why they didn't work out and what you learned?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a passion also for natural health and helping people live healthy lives. I was able to, through diet, I was able to overcome polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I still, to this day, have to watch my weight for that reason. So I started a company called Organic Delights. And the idea was to make dried fruit without any sort of preservatives or just the fruit, one ingredient itself, and to dehydrate them. And the reason why it didn't work out, honestly, I think that it was two things. One was I wasn't consistent and I didn't make enough time for it. And it was like a passion in the moment thing. And then the other reason is because we have a lot of cottage food laws. And so the long-term goal of the business didn't line up with my long-term values of passive income. So I would have to be at the farmer's market, for instance, on the weekends. And that's just not really where I wanted to spend my weekends.
Yeah.
So that one went away. And then the other one was dressy wedding. So my husband and I were getting married and I couldn't really figure out what everyone was going to wear in our wedding party. And so I had this vision of, well, if I could just have them all standing up on a stage and I could have different outfits on them and I could look at them all up there, then I could figure out, okay, that's what I want the girls to wear. That's what I want the guys to wear. Those colors look good. So I couldn't find anything like that out there. So I thought, okay, I'm going to create an app for this. Yeah, that didn't. that didn't work out. So anyway, so those are kind of the two things that led me to here. And then, of course, I've always wanted to take my husband's business more online because he sees patients, 80, 90 people a day. And how can we make even more of an impact with that? But that one we are still doing.
So you found your passion with becoming a lactation consultant. And then what was the first thing you did? You came up with this business idea and you're like, okay, I want to do this. Now what?
The first thing I did was think about the business aspect. So do I need an LLC? What are my long-term goals with this? What insurance may I need? I was trying to think short-term and then also long-term goals. So my long-term goals with this are to be able to have more of the strategic view and to really do a lot of educational classes. And then long-term, I also want other lactation counselors or consultants to be able to help more mothers in the business too. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yeah, I'm just curious your thought process and what the steps. So if someone's interested in going down this route and starting their own business, did you create a website right away? Did you get started with clients right away?
Okay.
Where did you focus your time and energy, especially with limited time?
Gotcha. So in terms of starting the business, I really focused on my website. So I got that up and running probably in a few weeks. I devoted a lot of time, and ours. We have a great website group that we utilize. They have a template and then we take it from there in terms of adding all the copy. So I worked on that over the Christmas break pretty heavily. And then we were able to launch that, I guess, at the end of the year. So that was great. And the reason why I did that, though, so I have a business coach as well, which has helped me greatly in terms of mindset and setting goals and all of that stuff. And so one of her tactics is to make sure you have blog posts that you can drive to be able to create traffic from Pinterest and other social platforms, and of course, Google SEO and other search engines. So that I thought was super important, and just to have something out there that I could direct people to, because I like to do a lot of networking as well in Facebook groups. They need somewhere to go to be able to read more about you. And I'm focusing on one social platform at a time too, just to prevent some of that overwhelm. So I don't have any likes on my Facebook page right now, but that's intentional because I'm focusing my time on Pinterest and Instagram in my Facebook group. I just feel like my time is better spent there right now. And of course, eventually, I'd love to be able to outsource some of the other growth initiatives.
So, Jada, I know you're a mom now. You have a 21-month-year-old. Congrats. How did you have time to be a mom and launch a business at the same time?
That's such a great question. So, Lots of time blocking and prioritizing. So we really like to make sure that we have family time and ample family time. And we really vow not to work on the weekends. I know that sounds crazy when there's so much to be done, but we really try to refresh and regroup on the weekends. And of course, there's times when we have to, and we make exceptions here and there. But overall, we really try to make that balance a priority in our family. And my mother-in-law comes over, watches my son in the morning. I do my other part-time job, which hopefully I can resigned from that at some point this year. I work for a county government.
How many hours? Is it just a couple hours?
20 hours.
Okay.
20 hours a week. Yeah.
So when you essentially started, you had a very young toddler. And how did you get the capital to start a business? Were you able to really bootstrap it?
Yeah, bootstrap and prioritize where I wanted to spend the money. So the website, like I mentioned, was super important. I thought that I could direct traffic to it. Also, I hired someone to start up my Pinterest account, because I felt like once it was up and going, I can manage it. But getting all of the group boards established and all those things, I just felt like my time would be better spent doing something else, like networking and things that I can only do.
Did you hire a Pinterest virtual assistant person, or who'd you hire and how did you find them?
Yeah, so they're actually in my business coaching group. And one of the ladies in my coaching group, she specializes in Pinterest management. So she manages accounts, and then she also does startups for people to be able to start up their account.
So that's awesome. You have your Pinterest up and running. How do you find that you're getting the most clients right now? From what sources?
So I would definitely say my website, word of mouth through friends and family, and then Facebook group networking.
That's great. And did you hire someone to also do your website as well, or did you build that from scratch?
So a little bit of both. So it was a template. We used a company that specializes in, it's called My Solution, and it's the framework, and then you add all of your copy into it.
Great. And then what other areas did you focus on, or are you focusing on right now? Because I know you're still new in the game, you still got the business going and you're in the hunt. So where are you spending your time and where are you spending your money?
Yeah. So right now I'm really trying to do a program launch. So I'm launching a course for pregnant mothers to be able to learn more about breastfeeding and to really feel confident in their journey before their baby's born. So I'm working on a beta launch of a program, and in the launch, I'm hosting a free breastfeeding class. So that will provide information, and then that'll lead into the program. So that's really what I'm focusing on right now heavily. So I'm hoping to make an impact with those women in the initial launch and then turn it into an evergreen piece of content.
It's awesome. I know your goal is to create some passive income. Do you have a business plan to eliminate yourself out of the equation?
Yes, that's the goal. So in terms of hiring lactation consultants and counselors to be able to provide the assessments after baby's born, I wouldn't need to be in that. And then also being able to create the evergreen program or course, that's my goal with that as well.
So for a mom out there who's listening, who's thinking of side hustle ideas or other business ideas that allow them flexibility to stay at home or take care of their kids, but also provide meaning and value, would you recommend this as a vehicle that may not need a ton of startup money? I'm just curious on your upfront cost. Is this something that could be accessible to a lot of moms out there?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, you don't really even need the website to begin with. If you're just trying to get clients in the door, then I would say Facebook group networking is fantastic for that, just to be able to build those relationships in a lot of those breastfeeding groups, for instance, or pregnant mother groups, or Instagram. I mean, there's quite a few places that they hang out. And then the course itself, so it was a 5-day course to be able to do the lactation counselor and certification. And it was, I think it was roughly 50 hours during those 5 days. The great thing about it is that it didn't require any other prerequisite. Well, I was so excited because all of my education is in business and education and not in health. So I have the experience of breastfeeding my son, but I don't have any health classes. And so of course, if you want to become an IBCLC, the lactation consultant board certified, then that does require a lot more hours in the health field in terms of classes. But to be able to become a CLC, there's more opportunity, I guess, there.
And just to clarify, CLC stands for?
Certified Lactation Counselor.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, no, I think this could be a potentially a great side hustle for many moms out there, especially if you have a toddler or a young, maybe not a newborn, but early stages, and you want to do something to create some extra income and you don't have a ton of time or money, you can still start something like this.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I see a lot of ladies in some of the breastfeeding groups. They're like, how do I get into becoming that? Because I really love the topic. And so it's definitely to mothers out there.
That's great. And now that you have your business a little bit further, how many hours a week do you think you spend in it or on it?
I would say 10 hours a week, I would say at this point. I would love to spend more, but that's when family and boundaries have to come into play. So
yeah.
I love this topic. I'm very passionate about it, but I have to put up personal boundaries so that I'm able to spend quality time with my family and my son.
That's great. And how did you figure out how much to charge each client?
Through market research. So I went online, I looked at several other companies that were offering online breastfeeding support and assessment. And then I created my own rates based on what the market dictated, but also my own values as well, and what my time was worth as well.
Can you talk a little bit about your business model?
Yes. So actually, I specialize in online assessment and support. So there's kind of a 3-step approach I feel is best for mothers that are looking to breastfeed. So there's education, preparation, and then support after your baby comes. So education and preparation can come when you're pregnant, and then support can come before and after. So I really try to target moms that may not have access to a lactation professional in their area, or maybe it's just more convenient for them to sit at home on their PJs and chat with somebody via video. So I really try to focus my energy on online support, but I also support people locally in the area too. So I keep my radius smaller though. That way I'm not spending a significant amount of time on the road, and I can still do both ways, either online or in-person support.
So this side hustle really allows you flexibility too with time and income coming in.
Yes, totally. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing more and more people do this online. I mean, of course, the parents need to be hands-on. You can't expect somebody that isn't hands-on with their child to do an assessment via video, but the possibilities of doing either online or in person is just so cool.
How much do you personally charge, and what type of income can someone be looking to create out of this?
Sure. So for a prenatal class, I call it class, but really it's like a live one-on-one session with me talking about breastfeeding from a prenatal perspective. It's $50 for an hour session. And then for an assessment after your baby's born, it's $75, again, for an hour assessment. And then I also offer a monthly package of text support. So a lot of moms want that ongoing support and verification and validation, confidence building while their baby is still new in the first few weeks. And so I offer that as well. and I think it's $200. I'd have to double check, but because I did lower it just based on additional market research. So things like that can be tweaked, I think, along the way as you learn more.
And the classes, I'm assuming, one-on-one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're ranging anywhere between $50 to $75 an hour, give or take.
Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. So if you do, let's say, like you said, 10 hours a week, and you do that. So for someone who may be working a full-time job but wants to do something at nights or weekends, this could be a great side income.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're working, quick math here, obviously, you could be making anywhere $750 a week extra.
Absolutely. So that was one of my goals in getting into this, was because my part-time job that I still have to the public sector, to the county government, I am making roughly $35 an hour. So my goal is by spring is to be resigning from that position because I am making enough income doing this. In addition to the market research, I identified my own values and what my time is worth. And so that's what I meant by that.
So just to clarify for those of you listening out there, if you charge, let's say, $50 and that's on the low end, and you do five clients a week, that's $250 a week, and that is about an extra $1,000 a month. So if you're working full time, maybe you have some time in the morning or at night after bedtime, you just do an hour here or there. An extra grand a month is some nice income to help maybe pay off some debt, some student loans, or put into a retirement account, or save for a trip, or whatever your financial goals are. But this is a great side hustle option that you don't hear a lot about.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're looking for clients too, it's not just in the online space. So you can network with your local hospitals. And also there's peer support groups. You can do the moms groups, and you may be able to get clients from them if you go in there and you're very helpful and they may want to do an individual assessment. And then also there's other community offices as well that you may be able to get a contract with.
That's fantastic. So essentially, just to quickly summarize, if you wanted to start your own lactation consulting business, all you really need is to take the course, which is about how much, give or take?
It was $575.
So $575, and then let's say you create a website, maybe you put a couple $100 into that, you're running after a month or so, you're already net zero. And then from then on, you can do something that you love and create a great extra stream of revenue.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Jada, if somebody wanted to, again, through your story and some of the lessons learned that you've seen, I could see the biggest challenge is getting clients. And so if you wanted to start out the gate, it's a low-cost business. It can create potentially a lot of income for a mom out there or for a side hustle. But what are some tips or tricks to really get clients just to create some revenue right out of the gate?
Sure. So I would say definitely get connected in your community. So you want to drop off your business card to all of the pediatricians in your town or nearby you. You want to make sure that the labor and delivery nurses know you and know that your resource is available, because once their moms leave the hospital, they still need support. And so if you're a resource for them, then they can provide your information. And then also some of the local support groups as well, try to network there, and you may be able to meet a mom or two that needs additional individual assessment and support, and you're able to pick up maybe a client or two there. Also, you can use Instagram influencers or ambassadors. And so find someone that enjoys the topic, breastfeeding, of course, and is willing to put a post and do a couple stories about the importance of breastfeeding and a link to your or tagging your profile in their story or post. And that will get more eyes on your Instagram handle or profile. And Facebook group networking, marketing, if you will, you can be the most helpful person. If somebody asks a question in a breastfeeding group or a pregnant mom group about breastfeeding, go in there and answer it very thoroughly and maybe provide a not so obvious answer. And so they may click on your profile, and up top in your banner picture, you can have your website or some sort of advertising something for what you do. And that will help raise awareness and maybe get people more interested in your services as well.
And do you have a follow-up process for the people that you have helped to tap into their network? Because if you're successful with one, usually a lot of moms have friends that are also in similar circles that are also pregnant or have just given birth and are, you know, looking. I just remember with my daughter feeling frantic when she wasn't nursing right away. And my friends were all out there researching for me, and they had used people and they recommended. So I'm just curious how you tap into the networks of people that you've already helped.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Word of mouth is a great way to get more awareness, to be able to pick up additional clients. So when I first started, I asked people for testimonials if I helped them one-on-one in an unpaid setting. If I gave them some piece of advice that helped them, then I asked them for a testimonial in exchange after, of course, they're feeling better and breastfeeding. And then, of course, you can circle back around to them and ask them if they need one-on-one support further. So I guess I would limit the time that you spend to about 10, 15 minutes helping them for free. And then at that point, you can say, hey, this is actually one of the services that I offer. And so you can maybe pick up a client like that if you are already helping them for free as well. Does that make sense?
100%.
You're welcome.
Well, Jada, thank you so much. At this point in the episode, I'd like to enter our lightning round. This is where I ask my guests the same set of four questions. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Awesome. Well, question number one is, what is one fun fact about you that not many people know?
I am half Turkish. My dad is Turkish and all of his family, our family lives there.
Awesome. Have you been?
Yeah. Yep. I try to go every other year.
Oh, good for you. I went there once and I loved
it. Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah, that's great.
Awesome. And question number two is, who inspires you the most and why?
My husband, because he's such a hard worker. He's a chiropractor, like I mentioned earlier, and he just helps so many people in just one day alone. So I'm really inspired by him to keep working even harder so that we can spend more time together as a family.
That's great. That's a nice inspirational person. I haven't actually heard, I'm trying to remember if I've heard anyone say husband yet.
Oh, really?
So yeah, maybe one or two people, but that's really sweet. Question number three is, thanks, what book are you reading now or have read and love that you recommend?
So two books, actually, if that's okay. So The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, which is awesome for keeping in mind that consistency over long term will lead to results. And then the other book is by John Maxwell, 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. So good leadership book there.
I've read both of those. Those are fantastic.
Oh, good.
Awesome. Yeah. Highly recommend them too. I love that book. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Question number four is, what is one actionable tip or piece of advice that you can tell our moms out there to help them on their financial independence journey?
I would say be consistent and don't give up. So even if you have days where it seems like you're not gaining much traction, try to remember the long-term goal and why you're doing it in the first place, and try to make an impact with what you're doing, and the income will follow.
That's great advice. Thank you, Jada, so much for coming on today's episode. How can my listeners connect with you further?
Thanks for having me. I am on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Lactation Mamas all together.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alrighty, that wraps up another amazing episode of the Investor Mama podcast. If you did enjoy today's episode and my other content, please go on the platform that you are listening to and subscribe. It is also super helpful if you leave a written review. You will win a free Investor Mama calculator. And for this week, Kate from Ontario, thank you so much for leaving a review. I really appreciate it. Kate wrote, Jen is so authentic and picks guests who are just willing to be open about their journeys too. You don't need to be a mom in a traditional sense to get value from this podcast. Kate, thank you so much. Those were amazing words. I really, really appreciate it. It really means a lot. Again, I just can't thank you enough. So if you want to run a free calculator yourself, just shoot me a screenshot. You can email Jen, J-E-N, at investormama.com. Just shoot me a screenshot with your review and I will send you a free calculator. Again, it's Jen, J-E-N, at investormama.com. And this is Investor Mama. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Investor Mama podcast. If you like today's episode, please support us by clicking subscribe on the platform you are currently listening to, leaving a comment or awesome review, and spreading the wealth and sharing this podcast with friends and family or on social media. Don't forget to check out investormama.com to connect with our community and sign up for our email. Stay tuned for next week's episode.